Actually, that was an all-day affair, just like all the videos. It's like an all-day, 13-hour day, shooting a video in the cold. Seems like all our videos have been done in the cold or just something real, not very comfortable for us to do to make the video. But it's something outside of New York during the blizzard. Really, yeah. The top of the roof scene, all the windows in the greenhouse were broken out and were right on top of a bridge. And so it was a beautiful scene. It was just really cold. We all had little heaters in our pockets, a little hand thing. It was cold, man. One in my underwear, and then I took one that was in my pocket out, and it was brown and dark and all crusted up. I was like, damn, I'm glad I didn't put that in my drawers because that might have damaged the package. Dangling Fury might have gotten abused. Definitely on the second album, we wanted to work with someone that I guess we felt like had a lot of experience. And a lot of people ask us if we did it because of Korn. You could tell we were working with Korn. Not only that reason, but he worked with people like Jeff Buckley, Chris Cornell, The Wallflowers, Alice in Chains, and Metallica. And that was the reason we wanted to work with him, because he had such a broad, working schedule of people. So in Seven Dust, we're not some just one type of band. We like to do a lot of different things, and we like to explore. And working with Toby was definitely an experience for us, and we can't wait to do our third album and, bring someone else in. As well, the second album was definitely quick, right after we got off the road. After we toured 21 straight months, we took off a couple of weeks, I believe, and then we went and recorded the album in 3 to 4 months, and then went right back out on the road, and here we are now. So they say you have your whole life to write your first album and 3 months to write your... Enough to have a band full of people that are really into the music, and we just went in and wrote what we felt was time to, to be out there. That fell through. We're on the Scream 3 soundtrack. Yeah, they've been looking out for us since the beginning, man. Since we play like small clubs together, so it's cool. So we're Southern Country Boys, ATL, Southside, Double Wide. What's up? My grandparents and all that stuff, yeah. Tennessee Walking Horses. I'm a country boy, so. Smoke weed and the beautiful sights. No, we recorded our second album at Longview Studios, which was a big barn, and it was cool to be able to ride the horses and have nothing but grass and acres of land around you. It was real secluded and was something that we needed. Right, it was a lot log. What do you call it? Log cabin fever. Cabin fever. We definitely had that, but the experience was good. And this next album, we hope to do it by the water somewhere. The morgue thing. I don't want to go more dark. I want to go pleasant. No, maybe just. I think it's good energy from the water. Me and Morgan been talking about maybe trying to hopefully do something like that in Hawaii or something. That would be beautiful.
That would be the stuff. Let me tell you.
Good energy. We got another 2.5 months, I believe. Creed. This is a great tour. Every night sold out. And after that, we'll actually, in between that, we'll go to Europe and play with Korn and a few Dynamo big festivals over there in Europe. And then we come back, finish the Creed tour. Bill with Iron Maiden and Korn and just all the bands that kids here would die to see at a one bill. And it's incredible. We're doing the Tattoo the Earth tour this summer. That's kind of like other than the Ozfest. We're going out with Slipknot, so you just interviewed. Cold Chamber, which will be on there. Morgan's wife, bass player. Crazy. It's like tons of kids outside waiting, and one of the guys that worked at the place said, man, would you guys like to meet B.B. King? We're like, what? Yeah, of course. And we got away from the table, and sure enough, he was hanging out. He's like, how you doing? What was so cool about it, after shaking his hand and taking a picture, some kid with green hair, one of our fans, walks up to him and is like, hey, Mr. King, and so amazed. And it was so cool to see B.B. King look at him and say, how you doing? Not be freaked out, because this kid had chains around his neck with pins, and such a thing, because he had a respect for our music. And then all of a sudden BB King was there, and it was like, it's all about the music no matter what. So that lets you know. No, we were just he has a place in Vegas, and we happened to be there playing the House of Blues, and he happened to be in the record store and shopping, and we were there and got to just hang out there for a minute. Everyone, it's been a lot of people. Like Ozzy was cool to meet, that was great. Yeah, it's been so many. I really don't know Sharon. Morgan knows her more so. But she was cool when we did meet her too, for a while. Those people are lovely people. We wish we were doing Ozfest, but we're not. But I think the Tattoo the Earth tour is going to take them down anyway. My boys Pantera, damn, they're on there. All my boys, POD's on there. Yeah, that was great. Those brothers of ours, man. Great. She's 7 months now. 8 months, actually. She's beautiful. It's incredible energy. It's like a... it's a whole new light in my life, man. I try to work harder now so I can make sure she has things that she wants. Not right now. Being contained. Entitled, man. It doesn't have anything to do with Waffle House or anything like that. Exactly. So it's all good. Don't try to have us no more in stores at the Waffle House or nothing. It's just a working title that we kept, and it sounds cool.